It's Abu here. You're probably wondering, what's different around here? And the answer is everything. I took the last year off, not just from podcasting, but from everything. I needed a reset. Last year was one of the hardest years of my life. And as you know, life doesn't just throw one thing at a time at you. It hits you with everything all at once. I hit a mental roadblock, my business hit a wall, and then I faced an unimaginable loss of someone I deeply loved. I had a reset. I went deep, asking myself, what's wrong with me? What did I do to deserve this? I struggled with grief, with loss, with relationships, with business, and family. I was operating from a place of seeking permission. Permission to let go, permission to step back, permission to prioritize myself. And then it hit me. You don't need anyone's approval to take the next step. You don't need permission to be a CEO. But you do need the tools, the mindset, and the support to lead in a way that doesn't cost you your peace. It took me over a decade to truly figure this out. And now I'm ready to keep going, sharing what's worked, what hasn't, and everything I'm still learning along the way. So if you're ready, and I know I am, hit subscribe, leave a review, and share this with someone who needs to hear it. Because this isn't just my journey, it's ours. Lastly, I just want to thank everyone that reached out to me over the last year just to check on me, make sure I was doing good. I truly appreciate the support, and I look forward to continue building more deep connections with you all.
This is the Powered AF Podcast, a show about visionaries, high performers, and entrepreneurs, and their stories on how they push past fear, overcome imposter syndrome, and navigate through the mental roadblocks in order to achieve the highest level of success. And I'm your host, Abu Fofana.
But there's a few things I want to talk about. I want to give some updates into what's going on behind the scenes. This past week, I attended also a mastermind, which was pretty crazy, not going to lie. The mastermind was crazy. I can't mention a lot of the details of the mastermind. It was definitely interesting and eventful all at the same time. And then at the same time as we've been doing that, we decided to change our pricing model for the Power Your Launch Marketing Accelerator as well. So I just want to talk through a few things that's most important. If you didn't know, we're almost at 100 episodes for the podcast. So shout out to the Powered AF podcast, Powered AF team out here, making sure we are putting out relevant and good topics. I know recently there was a Spotify Wrapped or Warped, whatever, at the end of the year. If I was in your top for podcast listeners, send that to me. Let me know. You know, that's one of my goals. One of my goals is to, you know, be one of the top podcasters, just producing really good content that resonate with people at the end of the day. What I like to do along in my podcast and along this journey is just share things that are relevant to me, things that I am going through, because a lot of times, and I even see this when I'm posting on my Instagram or my Twitter, a lot of you all relate to where I'm at in my journey, where I'm going through in my journey, because some of you also are going through that very similar thing in your journeys as well. So thank you all for continue listening to not only the podcast, but jumping on my lives and engaging with me. Thank you all for, you know, those that enrolled in PYL and et cetera, the founders, the entrepreneurs, creatives, that all, you know, lent me their ear, time, and investment. So one of the things I want to talk about, so I attended this mastermind this past week, and the mastermind was really solid in terms of the information that was being shared. And it got me started to think about, let me frame this for you, right? Most of my life, and maybe some of you all, you've been in situations where you may be, you know, the only entrepreneur in your friend group. You may be, you know, you were the smartest in the room, or you were good at something that everyone was not good at. And there was this feeling of you had to dumb yourself down or normalize yourself or stop talking about this thing you're so passionate about in order to make other people feel comfortable, right? There was this feeling that you had to do that in order to make other people feel comfortable. And that got me thinking a lot, because every time when I'm so passionate about something or I want to do something that that lights me up, a lot of times the people around me, and if you're not around the right people, the people around you will make you feel like the things you want and the things you're passionate about and the things you want to accomplish are too much, right? And this is what I like to call too much people, where the things you want is just too much, right? And people categorize you as that, okay, you're doing too much, right? You're being too much, right? You're excited too much. You're happy too much. And the people around you, and you know exactly who I'm talking about, because whenever there's this level of excitement you have about something, people think you're doing the most. They think you're doing too much around it. And what I like to propose is that, you know, I think you're around the wrong people when they think you're doing too much. Now, I'm not talking about burning yourself out. I'm not talking about, you know, being depleted. I'm just talking about when you're so excited about something that you're willing to do double the time or overtime or stay up later, wake up earlier, or, you know, talk to as many people about it because these are the things that you align with and you believe in the most. So during this mastermind, one of the things I took away was that there's an importance of having friends that push us. And here's what I mean by that. Now, some of us, if I asked you 3 months ago, 6 months ago, where were you? You would probably tell me the same things where you are today. Meaning that some of you are comfortable being where you are, right? You got a good job, your job pays you, you know, you wake up every day, you know, you got food on your table. You know, some of you are okay with being okay. And you have to self-identify who are you, right? Some of you living a life that way is okay with you. Living a comfortable life, meaning that there's no friction. You're just going with the flow, and the flow is flowing, and you like the way the flow flows. And the thing you did 12 months ago, you're still doing today. And the thing you're going to do 12 months from now is the thing that you're still doing today. And so there's no friction, and you like the way your life is without the additional friction. And I don't think there's anything wrong with that. You have to self-identify who you are. But then there's a group of people who cannot be doing the same thing they've been doing 6 months ago, 3 months ago, 3 weeks ago, that they're going to be doing 3 weeks next. There's this group of people that are so hungry for change and discomfort always that they're always looking for things that challenge or stretch themselves. And so this group of people they ask themselves, what type of life do you want? And they have this vision for the life they want, and they know in order to get the life they want, they have to be able to continuously be uncomfortable in order to get there quickly. For example, for me, I have an idea of the life I want. Visually, I know where I'm going to be at. And so if I know all these things, and I know, okay, this is the amount of money I want to make, these are the things that I want to accomplish, these are the things I want to work on in myself, most normal people will look at the goals, and they look at their goals as lifetime goals. They're like, these are the goals I want to get done in my lifetime. Here's another example of that. We know one day we're going to retire and get a retirement fund. For some people, they're okay with that. They're okay with, okay, when I'm 65, I'm going to get my pension paid out. And some people are okay with that. And there's nothing wrong. You have to self-identify with who you are. For me, I think that's ludicrous. In order for me to start enjoying my life, right, I have to wait to a certain number and age in order to get a pension when I don't have the ability to do the things I could do when I was 20 or 30 or 40, right? I don't have the health that I had. So I have to wait to this certain age in order to have this level of freedom and flexibility. So for me, that's ludicrous. So instead, what I'm doing is I'm trying to cut that time down in half. How can I do what I want to do 30 years from now? How can I do that in 3 years? These are the things that for some people are too much, but you're doing too much. Wait the 30 years in order to do that. And with me, I'm like, no, I could, if I could do it in 3 years and I'm sacrificing my weekends. I'm sacrificing hanging out with friends, and I'm sacrificing, you know, going to brunches, and I'm but I could do that in 3 years. That mean I cut my time down by 27 years. And so this is how unreasonable people think, people that have a different level of vision of what they want their life to look at. They look at it and what's normal and say, that's not what I want. And again, you have to self-identify with which group of person you are. And so why we need friends that push us is because the friends that really push us, and if you take a look at your friend group right now, you may be around a lot of people who won't push you. Therefore, that's a big part of the reasons why you're around them. You may be around a group of people where you're doing the most, so you're around them because you have this level of comfort knowing that, well, at least I'm doing better than this person. And so you have, and why it's important to have friends that push us and stretch us is the biggest thing I've come to is exposure. You don't actually know what you want when you're comfortable if you haven't exposed yourself to a lifestyle or a way of living that you have never seen before. But because you're comfortable and you're so comfortable, you may be doing better than the next friend, you never actually go and get pushed and stretched in ways that you would have never known that existed and get that exposure to things that you don't even know that are there or that you're capable of. So I truly believe that most of us don't get the best out of life because we're actually never challenged. Most of us are actually never challenged. And so we actually can get the best and the most out of ourselves if we're actually never challenged. And so this is why I think why we need friends that push us. Because they give you a different perception of life that you may not have thought about. And the other thing I want to say around this is that, you know, when you want to get to where you want to go, you don't goal set. And what I mean by that, and this is something I've been saying for years, is that goal setting at the end of the year, when you set your goals, a lot of the times your goals are things that you can accomplish. The things that you're writing down on your list and your goal setting, they're things that you can accomplish. And so I don't actually goal set, because I know I could get those things. And so next to that list, I create my fears, right? I fear set. I set my fears. And my fears are things you really don't think you're capable of, but they're game changers, right? Things that you know you could do if you're more consistent. But again, you have to then be forced to change your habits. You have to then be forced to be pushed differently than you were pushed the last 12 months, the last 3 months. So what I like to do is that I don't goal set, because these are things that are measurable, things I know I can do. I fear set, right? I fear set. I look at things that are going to push me and stretch me a little bit more in order to get to where I'm going to go. And these are game changers, right? These are game changers. This is why I fear set. When I wanted to learn how to trade, I knew that that was something that was going to stretch me. But I also knew learning how to trade, even though it was going to take me 12 months, studying 90 minutes a day, was going to be a life changer, right? It was going to be a game changer. And so if I set that as my goal, and the reason why I didn't set it as my goal, because I knew I wasn't going to do it, right? I only do things on my goal list, things I know I can accomplish. That's all of us, right? We only set things on our goal list or things that we could accomplish. So here's what I want you to ask yourself. And again, what I'm saying right now is not for everyone. Some of you are listening to this and you're like, wow, Abu's doing too much. Abu's trying to push me too much. He wants me to challenge myself. I'm okay with being okay. I'm okay with where I'm at. And I'm not speaking to you all today. I'm not speaking to the okay crowd, right? I'm not speaking to the okay crowd today. Because the okay crowd, they'll go through life never knowing what they're actually truly capable of. Because they're okay with being okay. They're okay being comfortable. They're okay with being the best in their friend group. They're okay with, you know, the people in their friend group coming to them. They're okay with other people believing they have everything figured out so they don't move. Right, these are the people I'm not talking to today, because they're going to receive this message and then tell me I'm offending them. And the reason why I offend them is because there's truth in what I'm saying to them. Right? There's truth in what I'm saying to them. They didn't accomplish what they set out to this year. And so they're upset. And now anytime someone says something in alignment with that, they're thinking, they're, you know, why are you offending me? And instead, they could look at it a completely different way. Okay, even though I didn't accomplish what I set out to, I still have time ahead in order to work towards those goals. And so what I want you to do, I want you to self-evaluate, you know, and I really want you to ask yourself, am I where I want to be? Right? Am I where I want to be? And some of you, if you really admit to yourself, the answer is truly no. You're not actually where you want to be. You may have some of those things in your life, but you may not be the person. You may not have the thing, all the things that you want, or you may not have the people that you want around you to be where you want to be. The second thing I want you to ask yourself is, am I ready to sacrifice for who I want to be? Right? Am I ready to sacrifice for who I want to be? Being where you want to go isn't just the things, right? It's also the who, right? Am I who I want to be for where I want to go? And then the third thing I want you to ask yourself is, am I ready to be uncomfortable? Am I ready to be uncomfortable? And many of you all, you know, the answer is no, two out of three of these, this means that it's time to evaluate, right? It's time to evaluate and look ahead and say, okay, what do I need to sacrifice for who I want to be? This is why I truly believe we need friends that push us. Because a lot of the things I didn't know existed, if I didn't have those friends that were in my life, I wouldn't have pushed myself the way I needed to push myself in order to be a better version of myself that I'm more content and happy with, right? That's more fulfilling with who I am. That's more in alignment with who I am. Because I surrounded myself with friends that pushed me. I have different groups of friends, right? I have different groups of friends, and the friends that push me group, I experienced more growth with that group of people than the friends that I've been friends with my entire life. Does that make sense? Like, just that group of people, the friends that push me, I've experienced more growth in that short amount of time than the time of the friends that I grew up with, right, that I knew all my life. And so this is the importance of why we need friends that push us, and also setting your fears and not only the goals, right? We know we could accomplish our goals, but we can't always accomplish our fears. But our fears stretch us and push us in ways that we never thought imaginable. So you have to do both.
Thank you for joining us at the Powered AF podcast. Make sure to visit our website and make sure to follow our podcast anywhere you listen to the podcast to make sure you never miss a show. And please, 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 if you enjoyed this episode and this show, please make sure to leave us a review. It really, really does help. And last thing, if you're interested in this freebie that I just released, I want you to check this out. Recently, I put together a free online training on how to 10x your sales online. This is for business owners who are struggling with making consistent sales online. Whether you run a product or service-based business, this is the perfect training for you. The free training is still up, and you can access it by going to poweryourlaunch.com/pod. Again, poweryourlaunch.com/pod. That's P-O-D. All right. Thanks again for listening in. I'll see you during our next show.